Five, four, three, two, one.
Trouble to turn into a struggle halfway across Alabama. Well, a hound broke down and left us all stranded in downtown Birmingham. Well, right away, I bought me a through train ticket right across Mississippi clean. I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham smoking in the New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. Now, people there who care a little about me and have all left the poor boy down. Into the promised land, working on a T-bone steak, all the cardi flying over to the Golden State. When the pilot told us in 13 minutes he would set us at the terminal gate. Sweet low chariot, come down easy, taxi to the terminal zone. Cut your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, give me Norfolk, Virginia, died 1-4-10-09. Tell the folks back home, this is the promised land. He would send us to the terminal gate. A swing low chariot, come down easy, taxi to the terminal zone. Cut your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, you may know Fort Virginia died, what a 1409. Tell the folks back home, this is the promised land, calling and the poor boys on.
From the Blue Suede Studios in beautiful Lake Holiday, Virginia. Welcome, everybody, to Blue Suede Connection. I'm Dan.
I'm T.L.
And that T.L. was Promised Land, written by Chuck Berry and performed, obviously, by the man himself, Mr. Elvis Presley.
Obviously.
You know, Chuck wrote a lot of great songs, and Elvis was a big Chuck Berry fan.
Was he?
Yeah, so Chuck's going to kick off our first set today, and what the show is going to be about today, all day, is Elvis covering his peers.
Okay.
You know, Elvis influenced a lot of these guys, and a lot of these guys, I don't know that they influenced Elvis, but he really appreciated their writing, their songs, and whatever. And when you're the king of rock and roll, you can record what you want.
Yeah.
And if Chuck wrote a song Elvis liked, Elvis thought, well, I'm going to record it.
I think it's possible they inspired each other.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. But again, Elvis was a big Chuck fan, and that's why we had to kick off the show with him.
Nice.
What you're going to hear from Jerry Lee Lewis today, Little Richard, Bill Medley, Carl Perkins, Neil Diamond, Glenn Campbell, Ray Charles, Tom Jones, Paul McCartney, you're going to hear their voices talking about it. Mm-hmm. And you're going to share some quotes from different people about him today.
Sure.
So it's all about Elvis Presley today, as it always is. And you're going to share later, though, who inspired Elvis, speaking of which.
Six artists inspired him.
Okay. Yeah, I can't wait to hear that one. So anyway, I think we need to get things underway. Before we get started, what did Chuck have to say about Elvis?
Chuck said he was the greatest who ever was or will be. He delivered what he obtained beautifully.
Salesman talking to me, trying to run me up a creek. Said you can buy it, go try it, you can pay me next week. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Blonde haired, good looking, trying to get me hooked. Want me to marry, settle down and get a home and
much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Pay phone, some wrong dime gone. Will me order sue the operator for telling me a tale. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in.
Cool, ladies and gentlemen. You know why? Because you made the connection. The Blue Suede Connection. Rock and roll, baby.
Touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd phone me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. More than that I cannot add, only that I miss her and all the fun we had. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. Tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Last time I saw Marie, she's waving me goodbye. Hurry home drops on her cheeks that trickle from her eyes. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
I see what Elvis liked about Chuck. I don't know if writing fun is a real terminology, writing fun. But right. Chuck did write fun songs.
Yeah, yeah.
And they just had a good beat, just a simple whatever, and Elvis delivered them perfectly, as Chuck mentioned earlier. But
right, right.
I get what the attraction was to Chuck's music by Elvis.
Absolutely. Well, a lot of the early innovators were very simple in their music, but still it's lasted.
You know, so. You know, it wasn't just in the entertainment world or music world that people loved Elvis, and very few did get to know him personally.
Mm-hmm.
But here, one musician did and one sports athlete did, and they got to know Elvis as a person. Muhammad Ali said, Elvis Presley was the sweetest, most humble, and nicest man you'd ever want to know.
Oh, that's sweet.
The other guy is James Brown, the King of Soul. He said, I wasn't just a fan. I was his brother.
Oh.
He said, I was good, and I said he was good. We never argued about that. Elvis was a hard worker, dedicated, and God loved him.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, James called him his soul brother.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when they got to know Elvis, anybody that did, you won't hear a bad word about him.
No.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean? I've never heard anybody that knew Elvis say anything really bad about him.
Mm-hmm.
And that says a lot right there. Okay, now the next two guys we're going to hear from, great artists, great songwriters, is Carl Perkins. And after him, you're going to hear from Glenn Campbell and Elvis covering some of their music. You ready to do it?
Absolutely.
I think any time that you come in with a new music and a new way of presenting yourself, nobody moved. Elvis didn't copy anybody. I mean, think about it. He originated most of the things he did and didn't know what he was doing at first. He was very nervous. People say to me a lot, even now, they say, Carl, when is this Elvis mystique going away? I mean, well, it's history. I mean, if you're going to tear the pages out on Presley, you're going to have to jerk one or two out on Washington. I mean, the boys in the history book. Because he gave America what they needed at the time. The 50s was a great era.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now, go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but step over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but not, honey, lay off of them shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but step over my blue suede shoe. Let's go, cat. Steal my car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Well, do anything that you want to do, but honey, lay off of my shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but lay over my blue suede shoe. Rock it! We'll be right back.
for the show. Three to get ready now. Go, 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 but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but the help of my blue suede shoe. Well, it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Yeah! Blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but they hold for my blue suede shoes.
Elvis came out with the three pieces and just floored me. You know, just him and the three pieces, the bass, drums, and guitar. Elvis was so dynamic then. I mean, just his voice carried everything. It was rhythm, his phrasing. It was awesome. I worked on Viva Las Vegas, the soundtrack movie with him playing guitar. And he could walk in a studio. You knew he was in the room. Even if you didn't know he came in the door, he had that much charisma, that much magnetism. It was awesome. He knew he had it, but he was kind of shy about it, you know. Elvis was a shy person. A lot of people don't know that. And everything he did on stage was never choreographed. Back then, it was all spontaneous.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to keep my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. It's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words or bonds. I had the heat stains that have dried up on some love. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you rivered gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy. Something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursed or forgiven when I walk along some railroad track and fell. That you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory. And for hours you just jiggle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence until the joy might stain my face and the summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking in the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, cracking cold in some stranger. My beard erupting cold hard and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands around the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waving from the back door by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
We are going to hear from the architect of rock and roll right after this on
Blue Suede Connection. Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave. Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Ah! Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Ready, set, go and go. I got a gal that I love so. Rock and roll, going down to the corner, pick up my sweetie pie. She's my rock and roll baby, she's half full of my heart. Ready, 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 I'm ready. Ready, 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 I'm ready. Ready, 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 I'm ready, ready, ready to rock and roll. Got a flat top cat and a dungaree dog. I headed for the gym to the sock hop ball. The joints really jumping, the cats are going wild. I'm using the list of my daily friends. Ready, 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 I'm ready. Ready. And the dungaree dog, I headed for the gym to the sock hop ball. The joints to the jump and the cats are going wild. The music to my daddy, ready, 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 to rock and roll. Gonna kick off my shoes, roll up my faded jeans, drop a rock and roll, baby, pour on the steam. I shuffle to the left, I shuffle to the right, gonna rock and roll to the end of the night.
There you go, Elvis covering Little Richard, little Ready nice. Teddy right there. You know, those two's paths crossed many times.
Oh, yeah.
And they both considered each other a friend. Mm-hmm. You hear Elvis talking about Little Richard in one of those live hayrides. He goes, I'm going to do a song of a friend of mine.
Yeah.
You know,
right,
and then
right.
you're going to hear what Little Richard has to say here in a bit. But I'm surprised there was no photographs taken back in the day. There's no photographs of Elvis and Chuck Berry.
There isn't.
No, there.
Oh,
there,
I didn't know that.
We saw a fake one yesterday of Jerry Lee Lewis and Elvis.
Yeah.
And the funny thing, it was Elvis from like 55 and Jerry Lee from like 64.
Right, the date didn't look right. But they did, didn't they take a picture though? For
the Million Dollar Quartet.
Yeah, that's the only one I'm aware of.
But no real pictures of them together. There's a picture of Elvis and Roy Orbison. It's really a bad picture. I've seen that one.
Mm.
I've seen ones of Elvis and Cash. We've all seen that.
Yeah.
But a whole lot of these guys,
well,
you just don't have any pictures of them.
Maybe they were all just too busy.
I guess. Know? Anyway, we're doing Little Richard now. It's the Little Richard section of the show. And he had a lot of things to say about Elvis and share something with us.
All right. So he said, Elvis was God-given. There's no other explanation. A musical messiah comes around every 1,000 years, and Elvis was it this time.
Wow.
Yeah, and then he said Elvis was a blessing. They wouldn't let black music through. He opened the door for us all.
That was great to hear him say that. And
yeah.
Let's hear from the Little Richard himself and get into a Little Richard set of Elvis doing the Architect's music.
All black records, which was called Race Records at the time, was played on black stations only. And when I did Tutti Frutti, Elvis Presley started doing it, which when I came out, on the record scene, the Elvis Presley was not out. In 51, I recorded for RCA Victor before Elvis Presley. I praised him for it. He and Elvis Presley, I thanked them for it. At least not praised them, I thanked them for it. Because they opened that wide door. By them being white, they made the door bigger for me to walk through with my
friends. Wah, bah, bah, loo, wah, blah, bam, boom. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. 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 I got a gal named Sue. She know just what to do. I got a gal named Sue. She know just what to do. She rock me to the east. She rock me to the west. She's a gal that I love best. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. 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 Bop-bop-a-loo-a-bop-bam-boom. I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drive me crazy. I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drive me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. Oh, Rudy. Tutti Frutti. Oh, Rudy. Tutti Frutti. Oh, Rudy. Tutti Frutti. Oh, Rudy. Pop, pop, balloon, pop, pop, bamboo. Hey! Oh, Rudy, the Hooty Fruity, oh, Rudy, the Hooty Fruity, oh, Rudy, Hooty Fruity, oh, Rudy. Bop, bop, loom, bop, bop, bam, boom. I got a gal named Daisy, she almost drive me crazy. I got a gal named Daisy, she almost drive me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes, indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. Hooty Fruity, oh, Rudy, Hooty Fruity, oh, Rudy, Hooty Fruity, oh, Rudy.
My wife Peggy has a bad case of EA, Elvis addiction, so I turned her on to Blue Suede Connection, and now I'm King of the Hill.
Don't tell Aunt Mary about Uncle John, he claimed he got from everybody having lots of fun.
There you go, Elvis covering The Architect himself, Little Richard. So great versions of his songs right there.
Yeah.
Elvis did them right. And I think Little Richard was also happy that Elvis could deliver the songs well.
Oh, yeah.
Because there was a couple guys that did Little Richard songs back in the day, and I won't mention their names, Pat Boone, but they really did bad versions of some of Little Richard's
really
songs.
It really upset him, yeah.
Yeah, so, and you heard Little Richard mention that Elvis kind of opened the door for black artists to follow because it took a Caucasian guy to sing that kind of music.
Yeah, it was just that time, you know.
Well, it wasn't just black artists that said that Elvis did something for the music.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy Holly said, none of us would have made it without Elvis Presley.
Mm.
So that's Buddy saying that back in the day. All right, we talked about people who got to know Elvis and became friends with him, and this guy really can say he was a friend of Elvis because he hung out with him. Tons of pictures of Tom Jones hanging out with Elvis.
Oh, yeah, they were good friends.
And Tom's still putting his music out today, isn't he?
He is.
Right, well, he was there to know Elvis and talks a lot about him, and we got a couple songs out, and you hear from Tom. Here he is.
You know, I met him in 1965, the first year that I came into the business.
Yeah.
He was coming towards me. I was at Paramount Studios. I had gone there to talk about a song for a movie, and they said, Elvis is here today, and he'd like to say hello. Well, I didn't know that he knew that I existed.
Yeah.
And I had a ballad out called With These Hands.
Yeah.
And Elvis was walking towards me, singing With These Hands. You know, he used to do this.
Yeah.
And I thought, if the boys back home could see me now. Because when I used to sing in pubs and clubs in Wales, right?
Yeah.
And I used to sing a lot of Elvis Presley songs, you know. And I said, I'll meet Elvis one day. And fellas used to say,
Tom, we love you and everything, but please.
Yeah. You know, and I said, I'm telling you, I will meet. And so when I was shaking his hand, you know, all these guys' faces were flashing in front of me. It was tremendous.
Looks the same as I step down from the train, and there to meet me is my mama and my papa, and a road I look and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherry. Good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, and they'll all come to meet me, all creatures, hot and sweetly. Oh, it's good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. Yeah, down the lane I walk with my sweet Mary. Cherries is good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, and they'll all come to meet me, arms reaching, smiling sweetly. Oh, it's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Then I awake and look around me. Four gray walls surround me. And I realize I was only dreaming. Well, there's a garden, there's a sad old pot. Arm in arm. At daybreak again, I'll touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, and they'll all come to see me in the shade of an old oak tree as I lay me neath the green, green grass. of home.
Did he ever talk about whether why he never came here, why he performed here? I guess that was Colonel Tom's thinking. But did he ever express an interest in coming to sing for his fans in the UK?
Yeah, he wanted to. And he was asking me what I thought it would be like for him to come here. And I said, you're Elvis Presley, for God's sake. I mean, you know, they'd love you to come to Britain. And he said, well, if I come there, will you show me around? And I said, well, I don't think I'll have to, but I will if you'd like.
Treated me so wrong, I can't take anymore. And it looks like I'm never gonna fall in love.
Tom Jones well, I'll say.
Oh, yeah.
All right, when it comes to the 1950s, the pioneers, the guys that really got rock and roll going, you know, Chuck and Jerry Lee Lewis and Buddy Holly and Fats Domino, all those guys, which one would you say was the most colorful, most controversial, and wild?
Lewis.
Very, very true. Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah.
And you really never knew where he stood with Elvis and all that. You hear different rumors.
Oh, right up to the end, yeah. They were practically fighting.
Well,
but those were his high drinking days.
Right.
So.
Well, we're going to hear from the killer himself and what he has to say about Elvis right after this.
Mm-hmm.
Through his deeply personal insights, Stan fought his way back to health. This raw story offers an encouraging look inside obesity.
I think we all have a giant in us. We all just have to control that giant. You know, your giant might be drugs. Your giant might be something else. Some have been able to tame that giant from the beginning, and many haven't. I was one who lost control and let the giant control me, but I got it back.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
TL, it's that time of the year again.
I know, Daniel. Everybody's ready for the most electrifying Niagara Falls Elvis Festival yet.
4 days of rockin' performances from April 10th through the 13th.
Ultimate Elvis World Champions like Bill Cherry, Dean Z, Gordon Hicks, and Jay Dupree.
And how about those local legends, Niagara Falls Elvis Festival champions Bruno Neschi and Sylvain Ledoux.
Talk about that Elvis-like magic.
All happening in the Greg Fruin Vegas-style theater.
Tickets available at Niagara Falls ElvisFestival.com or GregFruinTheater.com.
And U.S. fans will love the 40 cents on the dollar exchange rate.
Hey, it could go even higher.
Once again, tickets are available at NiagaraFallsElvisFestival.com
or 866-870-3002.
That's 866-870-3002. Don't miss the party, friends. Be there or be square.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Just respect him as for what he was, the first in the big rock and roll era to break it open for everybody. So the king of rock and roll, you know. And, well, I first heard Elvis Presley in about 1955, I believe, with a record called That's All Right, Mama and Blue Moon of Kentucky. And, when I heard this, I said, well, now there is my style of music. And I like losing Elvis Presley, but it's like losing a brother. And, we had a lot of good times together, and I guess I knew Elvis pretty well, about as well as anybody.
I said, come on over, baby, a whole lot of shaking going on. Yeah, I said, come on over, baby, a whole lot of shaking going on. Yeah, we ain't faking the whole lot of shaking going on. I said, come on over, baby, we got chickens in the barn. Who's born? One born, my born. Now, come on over, baby, we got the bull by the horn. Yeah, we ain't faking a whole lot of shaking going on. Yeah, I said, shake, baby, shake. I said, shake, baby, shake now. I said, shake, baby, shake. I said, shake, baby, shake. We ain't faking a whole lot of shaking going on. Shake it going on. I said, come on over, baby. A whole lot of shaking going on. We ain't faking the whole lot of shaking going on. With my mama said, shake, baby, shake. I said, shake, baby, shake now. I said, shake, baby, shake, all right. I said, shake, baby, shake. We ain't faking a whole lot of shaking going on. Baby, the whole lot of shaking going on. I said, come on over, baby, the whole lot of shaking going on. We ain't faking, whole lot of shaking going on. Easy now. I said, shake, baby, shake now. I said, shake, baby, shake now. I said, shake, baby, shake going on. I said, shake, baby, shake, bop, bop. We ain't faking, whole lot of shaking going on. Shaking going on. Yeah, there's a come on over, baby. Whole lot of shaking going on. Yeah, we ain't faking. Whole lot of shaking going on. Yeah, my, 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 my. I said, shake, baby, shake. I said, shake, baby, shake now. I said, shake, baby, shake all night. I said, shake, baby, shake right, right. You ain't faking. A whole lot of shaking going on. Wow, 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 wow. I said, shake, baby, shake now, no. I said, shake, baby, shake now, no. I said, shake, baby, shake now, no. I said, shake, baby, shake now. We ain't faking. Oh.
shake it, go on. Baby, just go on. How we ain't faking. Oh, lot of shake it, go on. Mama said, come on, baby, whole lot of shaking going on.
Faded out, man.
Yeah.
One of the alternate versions of A Whole Lot of Shaking Going On. So what'd you think? Jerry Lee spoke pretty well of him there, huh?
Yeah. Like I said, Jerry had that time in his life when he was drinking a lot, and he would be running his car into the gates of Graceland and showing up with guns. And like,
and let's face it, Jerry Lee did have the little ego. He was the David Lee Roth of the day.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
I never heard it put like that, but you're probably right.
But I think a lot of it was you know, he knew what he had to do. He knew how to play the cameras and the microphones.
Yeah,
and
he was one of the people who lived a long life and he changed for the better.
Right.
He's
beloved. We love Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh,
we
yeah.
always do.
He cracks me up.
One of the greatest rock and roll artists of all time. We had to get that in there. Okay, we were talking about this earlier about influencing this and that and who influenced who. Well, who influenced Elvis?
We're gonna talk about the six musicians who influenced Elvis Presley.
Okay.
Looking over this article, it's ironic to me that they all have titles.
They do? Okay.
Yeah, and some of them, one in particular Elvis gave to one of them, and the others were given, just in general by the public. So, the very first person would be Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
Oh, okay.
She's called the godmother of rock and roll.
Nice.
I didn't know this, but she's actually one of the first musicians to have a crossover hit.
I didn't know that.
She had a major impact on Elvis, which we all know. He loved her dearly. Did they ever meet?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Yeah,
that. I've
never
heard
seen
that.
A picture. Okay. Number two, Little Richard.
Oh, there we go.
He's called the architect of rock and roll,
yeah.
as you said before. Now, Little Richard also grew up in the Deep South. And ironically, I didn't know this about him. The very first song he ever sang was Thorpe's Strange Things Happen Every Day, which was her hit. Number three, B.B. King, the King of the Blues.
Oh, I know you love B.B.
Yeah. He's known as the man who put a three-piece suit on the blues.
Oh, cool. I like that.
Which I think is a really cool thing. His goal from the very beginning, he said, was to take blues out of the juke joints and put it on display for the world. So I think he managed to do that quite nicely. Number four, Jimmy Rogers.
Okay.
He's known as the father of country music.
Mm-hmm.
Rogers is another white Mississippian who grew up among black railroad workers.
Right.
Number five, Fats Domino.
Oh, yeah. I know he loved him.
Yeah. Elvis called him the real king of rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
In 1949, Fats released his first rock and roll record called The Fat Man.
I remember that. Okay.
New Orleans-based pianist, songwriter, singer. Yeah, Elvis loved him, introduced him from the stage often, gave him props. Number six, we know this, Dean Martin.
Oh, yeah, of course.
This is our last one, King of Cool, the King of Cool. Yeah, you can see some of the influence from Dino easily.
Mm-hmm.
And he loved his films, he loved his music. He's also known as telling Dina Martin, they call me the king of rock and roll, but your dad's the king of cool.
We would agree with that, wouldn't we?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Another guy that dug Elvis, and Elvis really dug him and recorded a couple of his songs, both live and in the studio. Here's Neil Diamond.
I was awed. He was an amazing, amazing live performer. He was electric and he was wonderful. And halfway through his show, he introduced me. I was in the audience and he introduced me. And, you know, it's like, and that God is saying, stand up. I like this person in the world. Why don't you meet him? And my God. And, you know, so I stood up. And then the audience started to cheer and they started to say, get up on stage and, you know, sing together, you know. No, I couldn't possibly. And he saw I was uncomfortable. Then he said, well, he's on holiday now, so leave him alone, let him enjoy the show. And they did.
Listen easy, you can hear God call, walking barefoot by a stream. Come unto me, your hair softly falling on my face as in a dream. And the time will be our time, and the grass will be no mine. Saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking down upon our sides. My lips touch you with their soft, wet kisses, your hands gentle in reply. And the time will be our time, and the grass will child, touch my soul with your cries, and the music will know what we found. I hear 100 goodbyes, but today I hear only one sound. The moment we're living is now. Now, 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 now. Young birds flying, and the soft wind blowing, the sweat inside my palms. Close my eyes, hear the flowers growing as you lay sleeping in my arms. And the time will be our time, and the grass won't pay no mind. No, the grass won't pay no mind.
I recorded this song last year. It was a beautiful song. The guy's name was Neil Diamond. I'd like to sing this song for you now.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Oh, wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Oh, sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good. Night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. Oh. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulder. How can I hurt when holding you? Oh, warm,
nice and warm. Reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Blue Suede Connection.
That's Elvis doing a classic Diamonds tune, Little Darlin', here on Blue Suede Connection. Welcome to hour number two, everybody. Today, we are doing Elvis Covers His Peers.
Right.
Elvis loved all kind of music, and you're hearing that today. He loved country songs. He liked rock and roll. He liked blues, and he covered those songs. If he liked it, he thought, I'm going to get my touch and put into it and do my version.
Absolutely.
And that's what you're hearing. But you're also hearing a lot from the artists that Elvis did cover and what they felt about Elvis and this and that. And not that he covered these two guys, but I thought these were really great quotes. Elvis, from Jim Morrison. Elvis is the best ever. The most original. He started the ball rolling for all of us. He deserves all the recognition.
Oh, nice.
That was Jim Morrison from The Doors. This one I think is kind of funny. Keith Richards. We've talked about this before. He said, before Elvis, everything was in black and white. Then came Elvis. Zoom, glorious Technicolor.
That's
all right.
Good.
And he, Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel, of course, they had Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Simon got to see him perform that. And here's what he had to say. The first time I heard Elvis perform Bridge Over Troubled Water, it was unbelievable. And I thought, how the H-E double toothpick can I compete with that? That's what Paul Simon had to say.
Oh, that's funny.
There you go. All right, here's a legend, Ray Charles, and Elvis covering a few of his tunes.
What Elvis did, he caused a lot of the populace, if you want to, and usually when people say populace, they usually mean white people, to start listening to a lot of music that normally they wouldn't have been listening to. I think Elvis was, person came along at the right time, when he was a white kid, that could do rock and roll or rhythm and blues or whatever, and the girls could swoon over him.
Hey, mama, don't you treat me wrong.
come and love you, Daddy, all night long. All right. Hey, hey. Ooh, all right. See the girl with the diamond ring. She knows how to shake that thing. All right. Hey, hey.
The only thing worse than a good beating is missing Blue Suede Connection. If you miss Blue Suede Connection, forget about it. There ain't no way back.
Well, I got a woman way across town. She's a good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way across town. She's a good to me. Oh, yeah. I'm a friend indeed. I got a woman way across town. She's a good to me. Oh, oh yeah. She stays in loving early in the morning just for me. Oh, oh yeah. She stays in loving early in the morning just for me. So tenderly, I got a woman way across town. She's a good to me. Oh, oh yeah. She's there to love me both day and night. No grumbles or fusses, just treats me right. Never running in the streets, leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place, right there in the whole town. She's a good to me. Oh, oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way across town. She's a good to me. Oh, yeah. Got a woman way across town. She's a good to me. Oh, oh yeah. I bet you know she's all right.
it all right, all right.
I got a woman.
Jumping there whenever I get a chance. Those happy hours that we once knew, so hard, still made me blue. Heals a broken heart. All the time has to heal. Can't we get apart? My life in dreams of yesterday. Those happy hours that we once knew so long ago, you know they still. They say that time heals a broken heart. All the time has to steal as we fit apart. I can't stop loving. I said I'm made of my mind to live with me alone sometimes. I can't stop wanting you. It's useless to say, and so I'll just live my life.
There you go. That was different. A little alternate take there. Elvis messing around.
That. Yeah, good.
I can't stop loving you. You know, we talk a lot about our YouTube page, and we're really starting to work hard on that and build it up and putting lots of shorts out and different things.
Right.
And we have to get to certain numbers and certain, you know, amounts of this and that in order to do a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we always encourage all of you guys to come like our page and subscribe and comment and be part of it. And when we do reach this certain point, which Tia will tell you about, we're going to do a very special YouTube live event, and where you're going to hear Elton John, Tom Petty, Cher, Bruce Springsteen, Faith Hill, all the current artists of today talking about Elvis and doing their versions of his songs and paying their tributes to Elvis. That's going to be a special event we want to do. But it can't happen until we reach a certain amount and do this and that. Right.
So in order to partner with YouTube and be able to go to the next level to be able to bring Elvis's music and other music to everyone, we have to have 1,000 subscribers, which we have about 860 some now, right?
Right.
And we have to have like 3,000 viewing hours, meaning that we need folks to come over and watch the videos. And the longer the video, the better for us. So while the shorts are great, they're only a minute long. If you could watch something that's longer than that, then it ups our hours. And once we reach those two goals, then we finally get to partner with them. Then we get to have some lot of fun.
Right.
Live shows. We can actually do live Blue Suede Connection where you can chat with us and we can play music. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That would be a lot of fun. So, again, we need you guys to do that. And, you know, it's a party for all of us, as we always say.
Exactly.
And there were some really good shorts we put out and videos. If you want to go there now and just check it out. After the show, you don't want to leave the show.
Yeah.
But after the show, go over to YouTube and just check it out.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, there's some good stuff over there. All right. You know, we talked about Fats Domino earlier, and Elvis loved Fats. They were good friends, and they hung out in Vegas together and this and that. And Elvis would go to Fats shows, vice versa. So there's a mutual love there for one another. And let's hear Fats talk a little bit and get into one of Elvis's versions of a great Fats Domino song.
Now, right now, I'm going to do a number. I just can't help it. I played for such a wonderful man that I love so well. Like I said, I can't help it. I say it everywhere I play every night. I play this number so many times. And I think with this man every time I come to my bandstand. I play this for the great Elvis Presley, ladies and gentlemen.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill, on Blueberry Hill, where I found you. The moon's just still on Blueberry Hill, it lingered until my dreams came through. The wind in the willow play, love, sweet melody.
Rock and roll doing the King of Country right there. Elvis, You're Cheating Heart.
Love it.
A Hank Williams classic. Coming back, we're going to go into the private quarters of Elvis Presley at his house in Germany doing a classic Penguin song.
Oh, nice.
You ready for that?
Yeah.
That's all happening right here, right now on
Blue Sway Connection. Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if He sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, you're so cute when you get frustrated.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Ah! Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Cool is that Elvis just hanging out in at his home in Germany.
Yeah, I love that.
With the fellas just hanging out, singing and playing, doing what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been cool to have been in a room, something like that, huh?
Oh yeah.
You can only imagine.
I'm sure Priscilla was a few times.
Yeah, maybe
she's written about it. Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, you know, Elvis always appreciated good songwriters. We've talked about. We've done shows on Elvis and songwriters.
Right.
One of his favorites was Tony Joe White,
mm-hmm.
who had quite a few hits of his own, especially "Poke Salad Annie."
Sure.
But when Elvis heard that song, you know, he said, oh, man, you know, I like that. And that became a staple throughout Elvis's live shows.
Uh-huh.
And Tony wrote a couple of other ones you might not know, like I Got a Thing About You, Baby.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And for Old Time's Sake.
Yeah, that's really good.
So let's hear from Tony Joe White and hear from Elvis performing some of these great songs.
I heard he was recording folk salad, and then he flew me and my wife out to Las Vegas to watch record it live on stage, you know, and then we hung out backstage, and, you know, he always treated me really good, man. He seemed like writers, musicians.
Some of y'all never been down south too much. Some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm going to tell you a little story so that you'll understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods in the fields. And it looks something like a turnip green. Everybody calls it poke salad. Now that's poke salad. Used to know a girl lived down there, and she'd go out in the evenings and pick a mess of it, carry it home and cook it for supper, because that's about all they had to eat. But they did all right. Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Oh, salad, Annie. Got you ready. Everybody said it was a shame, although the mama wasn't working on the chain gang. A mean, vicious woman. Every day before supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her a mess of pork salad. Carry it home in a toast. Poke salad, Annie. You got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, because the mama wasn't working on the chain gang. A wretched, spiteful, straight razor toting woman. Lord have mercy. Suck a little pork salad to me. Go away. But Daddy was lazy and no count. Claimed he had a bad back. All her brothers were fit for. Get watermelons out of my truck. Poke salad, Annie. You just got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, because the mama was a working on the chain gang. You suck a little poke salad to me. You know what need to be a mess. Check,
But like I said, he was always treating me good, and I wish he could have stuck around a lot longer. I really thought he could have sung good until he was a real old man, you know?
I got something to tell you that I think you ought to know. That my eyes are on you, baby, since a long time ago. Now I finally got the nerve and I'm gonna make my move. Now don't you try to turn me off, cause it's gonna be hard to do. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, a thing about loving you. About it, baby, your love was meant for me. Know that I can't do without it, it fits me to a T. Ooh, there's something about you, baby, can't get you off my mind. Know that I can't live without you, I think about you all the time. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, a thing about loving you. Ain't it just like a woman when she knows she's got a man? She'll ring you out and turn you about in the palm of her hand. Then she starts thinking that maybe she'll put you in a bind. She'll give you just a little love and it'll drive you out of your mind. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, a thing about loving you. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, think about loving you.
Walk out on me. Take a look around and tell me what you see. Here I stand like an open book. Is there something here you might have overlooked? 'Cause it would be a shame if you should leave. Find that freedom ain't what you thought it would be. The years we had were not all bad. In fact, I know the good outweighs the bad. Now you say that you've grown tired. Want to be by yourself a while. It would be a shame if you should go. Find that freedom was a long time ago. Know that you can't stand for change to find you. They just keep on driving us apart. You can't go where I could never find you. But could you go far enough to get away from your chest. Please don't throw the
this moment away. We can forget the bad and take the best. If you don't have nothing left to say, let me hold you one more time, more time say.
Elvis doing Tony Joe White. Three great versions of songs,
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, that's great.
And Tony Joe said that Elvis said to him one time, you know, I feel like I wrote Poke Salad Annie. And Tony said, well, the way you perform it, Elvis, it sounds like you did.
I know, right?
Yeah, that's funny
like
stuff.
Like he lived it.
Mm-hmm. I know Olivia Newton-John said one time one of the biggest thrills of her life was being in the audience and Elvis saying her name when he introduced her song.
Mm-hmm.
But she had other things to say about Elvis too, right?
Yeah, I never heard this one. He's magic on the stage. As soon as he walks out, whatever he does, people will accept.
Right. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. He could have walked out and sang Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Yeah.
And the audience would have loved
it. Or told children's stories and they just sat there quietly and listened.
Here he is doing Olivia.
Happy in your sunshine, I grew to love you more each passing day. Before too long, I filled my world around you. Yeah, and I prayed your love enough for me to stay.
If you love me, let me know. If you don't, let me go.
That wasn't the only Olivia Newton-John song that Elvis did. He did another one. You're going to hear that after the break. But before we go to break, Bruce Springsteen said this. Everything starts and ends with him. He wrote the book.
Oh, good.
Rowdy Roddy Stewart said this. Elvis was the king. No doubt about it. people like myself and Mick Jagger and all the others only followed in his footsteps.
Mm.
That's two big legends right there. I had that to say about the legend. All right, like I said, you're going to hear the other Olivia Newton-John song after this. And then you're going to hear from Paul McCartney. And we got Dylan coming up, baby. So much to cover. We got to get it all done, right?
Absolutely. Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
It's okay, honey. It's just old Elvis here.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
ATL, I hear people are making the connection.
That's the rumor.
But in case you've been living on Mars...
or vacationing in Venus...
we've got a show for you.
It's 2 hours of Elvis and fun.
So join the party.
Make the connection.
The Blue Suede connection, that is.
Wherever you go, wherever you may wander in your life, surely you know, I always want to be there, holding your hand, and standing by to catch you when you fall, seeing you through, in everything you do. I said, let me be. Watching you grow and going through the changes in your life, well, that's how I know. I always want to be there whenever you feel you need a friend to lean on. Here I am whenever you call. You know I'll be there.
Elvis covering Olivia Neutron Bomb right there. Let me be there. You know, I guess, obviously, the two biggest acts in musical history are Elvis and the Beatles.
Okay, yeah.
And John Lennon is quoted as saying, if there hadn't been an Elvis, there wouldn't have been a Beatles. Mm-hmm. And they've all said lots of great things about Elvis. And you can't do a show like this, not have Elvis covering a couple of songs, because he really did appreciate the songwriting duo of Lennon and McCartney.
Mm-hmm.
And they all admired Elvis, as I said. And let's let Paul talk a little bit about him and do some Elvis covering the Fab Four.
Elvis was probably the big influence. And then I think he was like one of the world's greatest vocalists. I mean, he was a heck of a voice, Elvis.
He was that good at that time.
I think so. Yeah, I was a major, major fan.
My version of
Yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though to stay, oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why? I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something wrong. I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Fantastic version of Yesterday, Elvis doing the Beatles. Mm-hmm. All right, Bob Dylan, you know, he's a big guy right now. We got a brand new movie out that's doing well at the box office. And
right,
a lot of people talking about Bob Dylan these days. But Elvis was a big, big influence on Bob Dylan, and Bob had a few things to say.
Dylan says, when I first heard Elvis's voice, I just knew I wasn't going to work for anybody, and nobody was going to be my boss. Once I heard him for the first time, it was like breaking out of jail. The highlight of my career, well, that's easy. Elvis recording one of my songs.
Here we go.
If today was not in this highway, if tonight was not in this trail, if tomorrow wasn't such a long time, then lonesome would mean nothing to me at all. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, if I could hear her heart softly pounding, only she was lying by me, then I'd lie in my bed once again.
I can't see my reflection in the water. I can't speak the sound that show more pain. I can't hear the echo of my footsteps. I can't remember the sound of my own name. Yes, and only my own true love was waiting. If I could hear her heart softly pounding, if only she was loving by me, then I'd lie in my bed once again. There's beauty in the silver singing river. There's beauty in the sunrise in the sky. But none of these and nothing else could match the beauty that I remember in my true love's eyes. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, if I could hear her heart softly pounding, if only she was lying by me, then I'd lie in my bed once again. If today was not an endless highway, if tonight was not an endless trail, if tomorrow wasn't such a long time, then lonesome would mean nothing to me at all. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, if I could hear her heart softly pounding, for only she was lying by me, then I'd lie in my bed once again.
What a fun show today, huh?
Yes, I loved it. Yeah, thank you.
It's always great hearing Elvis doing his version of all these great songs. And there's so many more. You just can't do it all, get it all in 2 hours.
You can't.
No. Well, we'll do it. We do these shows often, so we'll do another one down the road. And we'll hear a whole bunch of other versions of songs that Elvis did.
Right, right.
That's what we love to do. Any closing words, TL, for our fine friends?
Oh, I just want to thank everybody once again for showing up. Remember, there's the Niagara Falls Elvis Festival coming. You'll be hearing commercials as you're listening to the show. You have to go, guys. I'm telling you, if you're over here on the East Coast, drive up, check it out. It's amazing and it's fun.
Words cannot describe until you've been to one of these festivals thrown by Tony.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
It's amazing what
and, you
see.
And, you know, Tony pointed out to me, too, that, you know, now's a good time for the U.S. fans to go because the money conversion is so good.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You get more for your money, people.
Absolutely.
So go on up there.
All right. Elton John said this, and I like this. If it hadn't been for Elvis, I don't know where popular music would be. He was the one who started it all off, and he was definitely the start of it for me.
Right.
pretty cool words by Elton. Let's continue the Bob Dylan theme. It's Elvis with some friends just hanging out at the piano and doing a Bob Dylan tune.
Okay.
We'll see you guys next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
How many roads must a man walk down before you can call a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the animals fly before they're forever banned? Answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man before he can see the sky? How many years must one man have before he can hear people cry? And how many deaths will it take to remove that too many people and I? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many years can mountains rise before it's washed to the sea? How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? How many times can a man turn his head, pretending he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is
all right, let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.